Hi, everyone, and you are most very welcome to Season 2 of The Mandolin Minute, Episode 2. I'd like to begin with a most excellent call-in. On the platform where I do my podcast, other podcasters can leave voice messages, which we can attach to episodes. This one comes from Patrick from the We Live on a Planet podcast. It's a great little show, and if you have a minute to go check that out, I'd recommend it. I listen to it all the time, not as often as I'd like to, but as often as I can. And it's available everywhere. Well, everywhere the Mandolin Minute is available.
Hey, Ron, it's Patrick from We Live on a Planet. It's great to have you back. And I saw on Twitter that you were back. So good. And I love the sound of your mandolin playing. You know, I was really turned on to the mandolin by Robert Hunter. I was a huge Grateful Dead fan growing up and seen plenty of Grateful Dead shows and was fortunate enough to see Jerry Garcia. I never saw him with Robert Hunter, though, but I know that those guys were friends and those guys collaborated some. And yeah, I love the sound of a mandolin. Keep it up. It's great to have you back. Take care. Peace.
Thank you for that, Patrick. I have fond memories of the Grateful Dead when I was taking my motorcycle safety course many years ago. I was driving my dad's car, and he had some Grateful Dead tapes, which I would play on the tape deck on the way over and on the way back. So to me, the Grateful Dead and motorcycles and summertime will always be inextricably linked. I know David Grisman also did an album with Jerry Garcia. We talked about that last June, and that they were good friends. Grisman is a great mandolinist. And speaking of great mandolinists, it looks like Avi Avital has a new back album out. It's called Prelude, and it's the set of partitas for violin number 2 arranged for mandolin. Actually, you can pretty much play any violin piece on mandolin since they're tuned the same, so not much arranging is required. I've actually been coincidentally practicing the jig from that set for a few weeks now, but I still have a long way to go. He opens up with a cello suite prelude, which I'd also played a bit, but he makes it sound effortless and lyrical. Definitely worth a listen. And I'm sort of wondering if there's a bit of a rivalry going on there, because Chris Thiele had done the Sonatas and Partitas number 1 a couple of years ago. And I wonder if this is Avi Avital throwing the gauntlet saying, well, here's me playing number 2. I don't know. It'd be nice to think that there's a rivalry going on. I don't know if they know each other. They must at that level. Usually at those levels, there's a mutual respect going on. But yeah, I have no idea. But it's a nice idea to think about that, you know, maybe they're trying to outcompete each other. This week, I'd like to talk about a music book publisher that I find particularly inspiring. The website is guitarandlute.com, one word, and it's run by Alan Alexander. One book I particularly liked, especially when I was starting out, was Early Dance Music for Mandolin. And yeah, we're not talking about Kraftwerk here, we're talking about sort of early Renaissance. I think I liked almost every piece in that book and played it cover to cover. At least 5 tunes from that book are in my regular repertoire, and I know them by heart for playing at the campfire and such. It comes with a CD of the music with the mandolin part on one stereo channel and guitar accompaniment on the other. That way, if you're on a stereo, you can turn the balance over and just play along with the guitar accompaniment. And it's really useful for learning timing and rhythm. Because without those, you know, you can't play with others. The book's in musical notation and tablature. I think he's primarily a lute player and has mostly books for lute and guitar, hence the website's name, but also has a nice catalog of mandolin music. Now, I know early Renaissance music might not be everyone's cup of tea, but what that stresses is the importance of playing music that you love. I remember getting music instruction books where I didn't care for the melodies and I couldn't bring myself to put any effort in. But with music that I like, I'll go that extra mile to learn it, and that's the important part. So for the musical number today, I'll play one of my favorites from the aforementioned early dance music. I'll play it on the new octave mandolin because the novelty hasn't quite worn off yet. This is Branche Charlotte. One thing that's neat about this is that there are rhythm changes throughout between 4-4 and 2-4, and you get a lot of that in early music. They didn't have a lot of harmonic complexity or melodic complexity. They hadn't invented that stuff yet, so they made up for it by doing kind of rhythmic variety, and you get that a lot in early music. They hadn't settled on fixed times yet. So you got like 4-4. 2-4, back to 4-4, and then again, 4-4, 2-4, 4-4, and the whole piece goes on like that. So that was my episode for today, and well, I hope to see you again next time. Bye for now.